Okay, that takes care of it. Now we'll go back, and again, we've got three cases under, under advisement. And our first one.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
May I, would it be appropriate for the board if I provided a corrected statement? I apologize, I do have a piece of information that is different than my testimony.
Mr. Sharpley, there's no other?
Well, we closed it for the testimony part. We still, the public record is still potentially open, but the testimony part has concluded, so.
No.
I would say probably no at this point.
Not at this point, so, because it's closed.
Yeah, I do understand that.
Okay. Wait, now again, where was I at? Okay, first case under advisement was case number 11,372 is Oakwood Homes. And let's see, taken under advisement by, what's?
Yeah, I don't know how the rest of you feel. I don't necessarily have any issue with granting the full variance request of 24 feet. As, you know, it hasn't been an issue for such a long time.
Not only that, he's going to say that whatever we grant, he's going to make sure.
He'll make sure, yes.
Here to it, I have no.
And I mean, unless you all see a need to grant less than that, then.
I don't.
No, I don't think that, I don't think it's affecting the
area.
Yeah.
It hadn't for 15 years,
right.
You know.
It's been there for so long.
Yeah, since what, 85, I think?
As long as the applicant knows that within that red line, so-called, that anything he gets in turns over his inventory,
yeah.
He's got to be within
that
display area.
I think, yeah, I don't know if there's any reason not to believe that he didn't know that before,
right.
So.
Right.
Mr. Morton, how do you feel?
He testified, he's saying that red line anyway. He knows it, so I have no problem with that.
Well, gentlemen, if everyone then is.
Just one thing.
Sure.
I guess, Mr. Mills, to offer your comment, and I believe the applicant had mentioned that it was for temporary unit
display.
Placement. It's not for.
Right.
Recognize that the homes may be moved around, but it's not as though that we're going to be having 16 permanent.
Right,
permanent structures, yes.
As long as he keeps his inventory in.
Yeah, keeps his inventory in check within that written.
Yeah, the application was for display structures, so.
Okay, then,
so
if everyone seems to be in agreement, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that obviously there's a uniqueness to the property in being triangular in shape and limiting, very limited space there. And considering the fact that the components that are being displayed are quite large. hasn't been a problem in the past, and I think the applicant demonstrated it was necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Applicant doesn't own the property and, hasn't necessarily created the hardship. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,372 for the requested variance.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickens that we approve case number 11,372 for the requested variances. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickers again?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,372 is approved.